Well, I have a little story for you. There were two Buddhist monks, and they were on pilgrimage, and they were between one temple and the next. And because it had been raining so much, and the rain said, come, when they came to a riverbank, the river was flowing very fully, and it was kind of rough. And there was a young woman on the banks, and she needed to cross the river, but she was afraid to step into the water. She didn't think that she would be strong enough. And so one of the monks offered to carry her on his back. And so he carried her across to the other side and let her off. And the monks continued on their way. And when you are on pilgrimage with one other person, you really get to know them very well. You're very sensitive to the other person. And as they were walking, this monk noticed that his companion was getting kind of quiet and seemed to gradually become more withdrawn and then gradually more irritated and then seemed to be actually kind of hostile. And they were traveling a long way, and after about 5 miles and they were approaching the next temple on their tour, he turned to his friend and said, you know, what's up with you? I'm sure he said it in a very nice Buddhist monk way, but if it was me, I would have said, what's your problem? Maybe not so lovingly. And the fellow said, you touched that woman. We have taken a vow, and we are not to touch the opposite sex. And the first monk said, I put her down 5 miles ago. Why are you still carrying her? I think so often in life, we are dragging a bad bag of sorrows and resentments and things, and she did this and he said that, and I wish I hadn't, and this should have never happened. Anyone besides me have any of that kind of stuff? Yeah. The rest of you should have raised your hands, probably. Because it's a very human thing. It's a very human thing. And what my message today is very simple. The title is No Time Like the Present. And my message is, there is no time but the present. The only moment that exists is this present moment. The past, the only thing that exists of the past is what we are carrying in our consciousness. And the only thing that exists of the future is what we project. The only thing that's real is this present moment. And guess what? It's all we need. We don't need any other time than this perfect present moment. This moment is all the time that we need to know God. This moment is the only moment of time that we require to be full of life. This moment is the only moment we need to give and receive love. Isn't that good news? We have everything that we need right now, which is this perfect present moment. Back in the 60s, Ram Dass had a book, published a book called Be Here Now. How many people remember that? So this is not like a new message. This is not a radical new idea. But apparently, as a human race, we keep needing to be reminded of it. More recently, the same message in a particular way has been presented by Eckhart Tolle with the power of now. When you are present, you're able to really be powerful. It's very much a gift to be here in the now. How many people here have ever broken a bone or sprained an ankle? Yeah, keep your hand up. How many of you are still feeling the pain of that? Yeah, we let that go. Most of us. How many of us feel pain from something someone did or said to us in the last year? Resentment. Come on, get real. Something you read in the paper, and you read about something that somebody did, and it really bothers you. Yes? Yeah? How many still feel the pain of something, keep your hands up, that you felt that happened to you 5 years ago? 10 years ago? 20 years ago? Isn't that interesting? We will let the pains of the body go, but those things that we are carrying in our consciousness, we drag them with us. The thing that the person said or the thing that the person did all that time ago is not happening now. So think about what you were just raising your hand about. She did this, my mother this, my father that, my boss this, my coworker, that person, the salesperson, called while I was at dinner, the false diagnosis, the annoying neighbor, the person who cut me off, all of that stuff. It's not happening. It has no reality. It has no reality. Take a deep breath. It's not real in any way. The only thing that's real is right here and right now. And right here and right now is all of the love of God, all of the grace of God, all of the goodness of God, all of the perfection of God. And guess what? It's you. All that other stuff, it's gone. How many of us remember Y2K? The world was going to fall apart. How many people have friends who have ever been a Seventh-day Adventist? Yeah. How many times have they predicted the end of the world? 1874, 1878, 1882, 1896, the year 2000. How many times? How many times have you predicted the end of your world? That's how many times have you told yourself disaster is coming? And the only thing that's real is right now, right here today, Sunday morning, Unity of Bellevue. That's all that's real. All that projection of the future. There's no reality in it. The only thing that's happening is right now. And it's beautiful. And it's exquisite. And it's perfect. Look at who is surrounding you. You are surrounded by your brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters of the Most High. And each person that is around you is perfect. And that's all you need to know. It's a very simple message today. I was a little nervous. I was like, really? Is that all? Is there a trick? The beautiful Rabbi Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is within you. The beautiful Jewish Rabbi Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is within you. And it's right there where you are right now. That's the beautiful teaching and the beautiful message. And I think that it's so funny when you read these accounts and the gospel stories, how the apostles just kept not getting it. You know, he'd walk on water and they'd go, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? You know, he'd tell them, if you want to get to heaven and you think the birds are going to get there first, if you're following the birds, it's within you. And they'd be like, huh? What do you mean? How could that be? You know, they kept not getting it. They kept not getting it. He said, when your enemies come, bless them and love them. And then they were in the garden and the Roman soldiers came to arrest them. And one of his apostles took up his sword and cut off the ear of one of them. Remember that story? And Jesus was like, remember that part about I told you that you turn the other cheek and, you know, you have no enemies? It's like they kept not getting it. So apparently, we gather on Sunday mornings, at least when we're in the Unity Movement, to be reminded of what's true. You're perfect, and the only moment that exists is right here and right now. It's true that we are blessed by having this opportunity to think about our past and to learn from our past. And it's true, as in the song, that we have this gift of consciousness that we can speak our word about what we are seeking to create. And we think about our past right now in this moment. And we speak our word about the future right here in this moment. And the only thing that exists is this moment. And all of God is in this moment. I want to share a little story from this Buddhist monk, American Buddhist monk named Blanche Hartman. She had for 20 years been the director of a Zen center in New England. And she had the shaved head and the robes, and she was on the board. She'd been teaching classes. She'd been really involved in Zen Buddhism. And one day, the doors were locked, and somebody came to the door, and she went to unlock the door, and she suddenly had the thought, that person probably thinks I'm inside. Meaning, that person probably thinks I know stuff. Because I'm here, I've got the shaved head, I've got the robes, I've got the key, I'm letting them in. I'm on the inside. That person thinks I'm on the inside. And in that moment of that thought, she realized, I have been believing that I'm on the outside my whole life. I always think I'm on the outside. She remembered then that her husband told her when he first met her in college, you know, you're always chasing after being in the in crowd. And she went, oh, that's because I always believe I'm on the outs. I'm always the one not picked for the team. Anyone besides me ever feel like that? Yeah. And then she had another layer of revelation. And she remembered and realized that she had a father and a mother and an older sister. And from almost birth, she realized that they had some fun, wonderful thing that went on that they shared before she came into the family. And that's where she first got this idea that she's always in the out group. And that this belief had run her whole life, that she'd always been chasing after being in the in group. And what do we know in unity as the truth? She's in the in group. There is nobody on the outside unless we put them outside. In this moment, I'm asking you to consider, who are you putting outside of your heart? Who are you making the outside? And who is in your inside group? And can you expand your heart and include more? Can you include more? Can you include the annoying boss, the irritating coworker? Can you include the person, you know, I read the crime page in the newspaper, the person who did this and the person who did that and the person who did the other thing. And I so often put them outside of my heart. Can you include the ones that you have a judgment about? Because if it's all God, and if it's only God, and if it's God everywhere, and if it's God in every perfect moment, that has to include all of those people. And as we awaken again to the truth that all is well, that all is God, and that something larger than us is working it out, we have a greater joy, we have a greater peace, we have a greater freedom. And we can be here. We don't have to fantasize and run away from each other. You know, all of this media, all of the movies and the TVs and the books and the plays and the stories and the songs, it's really wonderful and it's all creative. And let us always be able to just be here now, be present. In this moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes just for a second and ask yourself, is there enough air? Do I have enough air? Do I have enough air to live? Do I have all the air that I need? Do I have enough space? Is there enough space for me now? Do I have all the space that I need to be here? Do I have enough soul? Do I have enough consciousness? Do I have enough intelligence to be here and to feel the presence? Do I have enough heart to love life? Do I have enough gratitude to give thanks for all that I have, which is all that I need? Do I have enough generosity to give and to forgive and to be free? And for whatever degree of freedom, love, peace, gratitude that you feel now, make within yourself a gesture of thanks. And do it now. And do it now. And do it now. For God is good. And God is right now. And God doesn't need to be any place other than right here and right now.